God. You're looking a little ragged. Have you not been sleeping well?
Poor thing.
You know, I hear a great way to relax is to poor thing. Oh, well. Listen, I know that I've been spending a lot of time torturing you lately, and trust me, I have been enjoying myself immensely. This week is just flying by, and I'm having so much fun. But, you know, I do have a job, and I do have to do a lot of work, including a late night tonight at the office, and so I am unfortunately not going to be able to tease and play with you and torture you the way I'd like to, and, I might add, the way you deserve, because I've just got too much to get done. And it doesn't help that my assistant did not show up today. She just wasn't there. I don't know what the hell her problem is. In fact, I was hoping that, I'm hoping that if you go over to her place, find out what's wrong, see if you can't get her to come in to the office tonight to help me with my project. Yeah, the deadline is midnight. I'm going to be there so late. Even later if she doesn't come and help. Alright, so here's her address. I want you to go there. I want you to see what it is that she's up to. And then bring her to me, okay? Don't give me that look. Just fucking do it. Christ. Okay.
You're not excited about running this errand, but you'll do what you're told. Get in the car and head to the address. Once there, you give a quick knock on the door, but there's no response. You try the handle. It's unlocked. "Hello?" you say, walking through the empty apartment. Suddenly, you think you hear something behind a closed door. You move closer. Sounds like... well, you're not quite sure what it sounds like. The door is slightly open, and so you put your ear as close as you can to the portion of open door.
I know you're listening. It's okay, I want you to. Don't worry, I won't tell sexually specific, but you know the rules. You cannot come. But... closer. If you're good, maybe I'll let you stroke yourself a few times. But only if you're good. And it has to be our secret. You wouldn't want to get me into trouble now, would you? Her punishments are the worst. She just knows all the spots not to hit. Oh, but that's for another day. As for today, well, I'm still in bed. I don't want to get ready yet. It's so cold and rainy. So, I'm still in my t-shirt. My panties? I took them off already. It seems my hands went at it while I was thinking of her spankings. And how hard she would pinch my nipples if she knew you were listening. Wait. Or was I? Oh. I'm still in bed. But my legs are spread open now. My nipples are pretty hard. I'm already kind of wet, actually. So, I'll just go ahead and grab my favorite toy. It's a bullet vibrator. Silver. Honestly, I like to put it in low for a while and just circle it around my clit. But on days like this, I do like to put it on high right away. I feel so good. I'm circling it around. Oh, it's so loud though. I don't want us to get in trouble. Oh my god, it feels good. Right there. Oh, that feels the best. I don't wanna move it just yet. Did you want to stroke your cock? Oh, but we just started. Well, you have been good. I'll count to three. While I'm counting, make that gorgeous cock of yours feel really good. I want to see you stroke it. Oh, it's just a shame I can't help. Here. One. Two. Three. Oh, stop. Stop. Let me see it. Oh, seeing your cock when it's hard. It's so good. I love it. Thinking about it. It makes me want to slide my other toy inside me. It shouldn't be a problem since I'm so wet. It's so hard to part with my vibrator though sometimes. Let me go do that. Let me fuck myself for you. Can you hear how wet I am? It's all because I was thinking about your hard cock. I start fucking myself faster. Do you enjoy hearing me fuck myself? Fuck. Yes. Oh, like that. Huh? Did you want to stroke yourself while I fuck me? Since you've been so good, I'll count to four this time. If you want, you can match how fast I'm fucking myself. Ready? Okay. One. Two. Show me how you like to stroke yourself. Three. Four. Oh, that's enough. Stop. I love knowing your cock's throbbing. Oh, God. I won't last long if I keep this up. Maybe I should just slow down a bit. Maybe I should just go back to my vibrator. Yeah. Maybe I'll last longer like this. If I put it back on low, just keep circling it around my clit. Sometimes sliding it in. Oh, it feels so much better on high. Like this. You know, I had to stop thinking about your clock or else I'll come too soon. But at this rate, I don't know how long I can last. Everything just feels too good. Come here. I know she really doesn't want you enjoying yourself. But I want you to stroke yourself for me. Come on. You can stroke yourself for me, can't you? Keep going. Just like that. But you can't come, okay? You better not come. I know. And I want to, but you can't. You know you're not supposed to. Here. You can listen to me come instead. Oh, I think I'm getting close. Slide a finger inside me. I can't help it. I'm getting there. Can keep going, right? You know that. I would really love it if you could come with me, though. Especially if you're the one fucking me. Oh, I'd love to come inside, wouldn't you? And watch it drip out of me. Oh, honestly, I think you'd enjoy fucking me, period. Oh, God. I think I'm coming a second time. It's a little bit milder, but it feels good. Oh. Are you still stroking yourself, even though you're not supposed to? Oh, I know I wouldn't be able to help myself. I'd want to stroke you. Maybe I should stop before I drive you crazy. One more. Like I said, it's a shame you can't come with me. Promise you won't tell her. I won't tell her either. That you're stroking yourself, I mean. If you come, you'll have to be punished. So don't. Yes. Oh God, yes. Better not have come. Maybe next time you can come with me, though.
You figure it's about time to get your ass over to the office before I'm too pissed.
Well, hi. It's nice of you two to finally fucking show up. Been working on this thing for about 2 hours now. Ugh. But the good news is, it's just about done. So it seems like you may have made the trip for nothing. So tell me, how was he? Did he behave himself when you tested him? Oh, look at the look on his face. He doesn't know it was a test. So, did he touch himself? He did. Even though I didn't give him permission to? Even though I didn't say, go ahead, do whatever she tells you to do. He fucking stroked that cock of his. Uh-huh. And then what? Oh, really? Oh. He said that, huh? Well. You little dog. I can't believe you. You can't even follow simple fucking instructions. Well, that's... Well, since I've met my deadline, I think it might be time for a little punishment. You know, I've been so nice to you this week. I mean, I've barely toyed with you at all. Just think of all the things I could have been doing to you. Well, I think something needs to change right now. I think that you need to strip right now in front of us both here in my office. Oh no, she's staying. She's staying as a witness. She takes excellent notes, and she's a very good student. So she hasn't quite, shall we say, risen to my level? She's not quite the sadist I am. But she's learning, aren't you, sweetie? Oh, it's so fun to corrupt the young, isn't it? So, now that you're naked, It's time for you to stand in front of my desk. Just like that. Now bend over. Stretch your arms and your torso out over the desk. I want your hips nearly flush with the desk, okay? Do it. That's right. Why don't you have a seat right in that chair? That way you have a front row view of his face while I'm back here. You can tell me the kind of expression of pain, torture he's got on his face. Well, oh, of course you can touch yourself, sweetie. I'm sure he'd love that. Love to watch you unbutton that blouse. Slide a hand underneath that skirt. And if he doesn't, I certainly will. Aww. He's already turning a little red in the face, isn't he? Very good. There we go. I think you might need a little spanking. Just as a reminder of who's in charge. As if you could forget this week. Alright, you ready for this? Not that it matters if you are. I want you to count out loud every time I spank you. You like that, don't you? Louder. Count louder. Oh, look at how red your ass is getting. Oh, you poor thing. All right, I think that's enough for now. Stand up. Now, I'm gonna go over behind the desk. And keep my assistant company. Maybe she's gonna lick this pussy I know you've been dying to taste, that I've hardly let you taste at all this week. Of course she's done it before, haven't you, sweetie? I told you. She likes to learn as much as she can. And she's a very good student. Very, very good. But before she does that, I think it's time you stroke that cock of yours for us. Oh, you were so eager to stroke it at her place, weren't you? Fucking stroke it. Exactly how I tell you to. I want you to stroke it very, very slow. Up, down, up, down. That's right. Nice and slow, just like that. Now tease your head just a little. And then go back to the nice slow stroking. Good job. Now, with your other hand, I want you to start toying with your nipples. Give first one and then the other a little pinch and a tug. And rub them. Keep up the same pace on the stroking. Nice and slow. Mm-hmm. That feels good, doesn't it?
You're turning into quite the little exhibitionist. And you like stroking in front of two ladies?
I bet you do. I'm training you to become kind of a slut, aren't I? But not a slut who gets very much satisfaction. Tug a little harder on the nipple. Oh, yeah. Stop stroking. I want you to reach down and rub those balls of yours. Those very, very full, aching, desperate balls. Those ones that want to come so badly. The ones that feel like they're boiling. Full to the brim with all that hot, thick cum. I bet you could coat us both in the biggest load right now.
I know, I'd love that.
Except that I love this more. Now go ahead. Give those balls a little slap. Come on. And again. One more time. Now I want you to stroke. Nice and slow again. Just like that. Now, I'm gonna do a 10 count. And during that 10 count, you have to stroke as quickly as you can, okay? But if you come, I swear to God, it'll be ruined orgasms for a month. How does that sound? For the next month, every time you come, hands off that cock. Just pathetic, dribbling orgasms. The ones that don't feel nearly as good. I mean, I guess maybe at this point, even a ruined orgasm sounds pretty good. But, trust me, you don't want to spend the next month crying and complaining about how you just want to come. Real. For real. Are you ready for the 10 count? Stroke hard, stroke fast. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Keep stroking! 3, 2, 1. God. He is getting better and better at following directions. I have to say, I guess there's something about being needy and on edge that really makes a man pay attention to the details, doesn't it? Like how it will feel when I come around this desk and scrape my fingernails across your chest. Stroke slow for me again. Up, down, up. Down. And then how it would feel if I lean over and give that nipple of yours a little lick. I know you like that. That's right. Just keep stroking for me. It's almost ready for another 10 count. Can you handle that? If you can't handle that, you know what you can do instead? If you can't handle that quick stroking, it's going to get you too close to the edge, you can grab your balls and squeeze instead. I'm sure that will take the edge right off. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. 3, 2, 1. This is too much fun. Hands off your cock. Oh, look at it just bobbing there. So hard, so needy. Poor thing. Oh. I know, I'd like to put it in my mouth too. If he deserved it, I would. But no. No, no, no. None of that. Just a little show for us. And yes, I am going to make you stand there while she licks my pussy. And no, no more touching of your cock. I think you've had plenty for today.